Hello. All right. I am going to attempt this one more time. I got everything set up in the Be Connected back office. Got everything set up in Meetin. I don't have an echo today like I did yesterday. So hopefully this is going to work. And hopefully, when I'm done with this, it will record back into the meeting group. Therefore, you all can listen to it. So, welcome to the Superhero Show. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to develop unshakable confidence, which seems like a timely topic given the fact that it's taken three attempts to get this far in this process. And oftentimes, when one attempts something new and it doesn't work right, they often give up. Or maybe they'll try it again. And then, if it doesn't work, give up. But then again, like they say, three times is a charm, right? So, for today's topic, this, I guess, is a good example of how this can work as a powerful tool for your business if you figure out the quirks and plug away until you get it to do what you want it to do. And more importantly, until the platform allows you to show up in front of your clients and community. After all, one of the things that you're going to hear me talk about over and over again is how do you build out your community? And really, how do you build out your Dream 100? And a lot of that goes back to one of my favorite sayings that goes, by ourselves, we can do amazing things, yet together, we can climb the highest mountain. So, as you grow your business, it's important that you show up and that you continue to bring value to your community, much like I'm going to attempt to do, or not attempt, I'm going to do to you guys and gals. So anyway, as we begin today, I'm going to do a little bit shorter just because it's mainly an intro and I'm still not 100% sure it's going to work. So it'll be a test for us all to see how it works, and then we can talk more about how it worked or why it didn't work next time. But also, I want to lay the foundation of what the next 6 months anyway are going to look like. So each week, if you kind of look at the titles, and right now I built out the titles to take us out through the middle of February. And as you move into 2023 and look at your business, the question that I want you to think about is what and how are you, what are you going to do, I should say, and how are you going to grow your business in 2023? And what did you do this year? Or previous years that didn't really work for you, and or what worked for you. So, as we begin, part of it is mindset, developing the mindset to take your business or that will allow you to take your business to the next level. I'm a firm believer that our business and or our income will only grow to the level of our self-esteem or confidence. So if you're going to build a business, it's important that your confidence equals the goals in the business. As an example, I've worked with many clients that let's say they've had a job where they made $50,000, $60,000 a year. Maybe a little less, maybe a little more, but let's just say 50, 60 for today's example. And they had a goal when they started their business to make six figures and eventually seven figures. And they found that as they went out and started to grow their business, either they struggled to get up to 50,000 a year in income, or they got there and then they capped off at 50. And they couldn't figure out why can't I grow my business? And that's when I got called into the conversation. And I found over and over that one of the biggest challenges was their income cap was at 50,000 because that's what they made throughout their whole career. It was a comfort zone, so to speak. And once they realized, or once we realized that, and they turned that up, that okay, you made 50, you've done that for years, you know, you can do that easily. The question now is, what do you have to do to make 75,000 or make 100,000? Mentally, as well as what do you have to do physically to do that? An example physically would be, and you may have found this in your own businesses, where they reach 50, 60,000, maybe 75,000 in revenue. And then they found expenses that were not necessary core or necessary expenses to grow the business, but they brought them into the business because that by default brought the revenue back down to 50, back down to that comfort zone. And by doing something as simple as removing that expense would allow the revenue to grow to 75,000 or 100,000 for that matter. So part of it is helping them find out who do you have to be, or why is it important to grow a business that's worth 100,000 plus. One client, as an example, had incredible corporate skills, and she could have easily made three times what she was making, yet she kept hitting a glass ceiling. And in asking her questions about her skill sets and her business, I couldn't understand why this glass ceiling was there. So I started asking her questions about thoughts or beliefs that she was given as a kid. And we discovered that when she was six, she was taught that it was a sin to earn more than she needed to have a comfortable life. And she already had a very comfortable life. So soon as she reached the threshold to sustain that, subconsciously, she let her foot off the accelerator and things slowed down to keep it at that comfort zone. So I asked her, if you believe that subconsciously, it's a sin to earn more than you need to live a comfortable life, yet you have the ability to earn more and you don't, wouldn't that also be a sin? And she goes, but well, I don't know, would it? Would it? I'm not sure. That's the challenge. So I told her to take out her checkbook. And then I asked her of a nonprofit or charitable organization that meant a lot to her. She gave me three and we then picked out one. I then had her write a $10,000 check and post-date it out 3 months. And then at the end of 3 months, her goal was to do, or her job, I should say, was to deliver that check to the nonprofit. And she looked at me and said, but what if I don't have enough to cover it in 3 months? And I replied, what if you do, but you don't write the check? So she did. Naturally, 3 months later, she had enough to cover it. She delivered the check, called me up with a huge smile on her face, and says, I can't believe it. We did it. We did it. And then, after talking for a couple of minutes, I reminded her that you have the skill sets to make three times what you are doing now. If you don't need the money for your own lifestyle, then find ways to give it away. Find organizations you can help. And in doing so, not only did that glass ceiling go away, and she started to make a lot more money and could support causes that meant a lot to her, but she was also able to bring more money into her own household because that confidence, that belief that it was a sin to make X amount, no longer was there. So she was freed to step into who she was designed to be. So one of the things that I'm going to talk about over the course of the next few months is the mindset around creating wealth, creating a strong business, making sure you have the proper foundations in place to support your business, and making sure that you are doing the things that will continue to support your business, support your family or those you care a lot about, and your community. One of the things that I will share in the community development part of this process is if you look at a strong business, it's built out in three parts. There's the core business, let's say the building itself, which would be you, your family, your employees. You then have the second piece, which is the second part of that ring, let's say. So the initial circle is your core business, The second circle is your clients and customers. How are you taking care of them? How are you showing up in a way that they look at you as a valuable resource, not just for what you do, but who you are as a business owner? And then the third circle is your outlining community. Do the people in your community look at your business as a valuable resource to the community? Do they even know who you are? And for that matter, do they know what the mission of your business is? Do they know what your business stands for? Do you show up and do things with the community as a business owner? As an example, supporting a Little League basketball or baseball team, or doing a community fundraiser, or helping a nonprofit that's showing up in the community. Ways to keep your business in the forefront of your community. If you do that, first by showing up and serving your employees and treating your employees as if they're members of your family, they're going to stay with you. They're going to be loyal. Your employee retention is going to be a lot better, which means you don't have to spend money bringing in new employees. And they're going to work harder and stronger because they also buy into your vision. They buy into why your business is around. And if they don't, you don't really want them for employees. You might have an employee that is an incredible employee, but doesn't have the same value set that your business has. And if that's the case, then you're going to continue to hit roadblocks with that employee. Whereas if you have employees that are of like mind, that have the same purpose or passion that your business does, and they see the value on what your business does, and they know how they show up in the business and are part of that value, they're going to learn how to become a very strong and responsible or competent employee within your company, and they'll stay with you. So build your business in a way that all your employees feel like they're members of your family, at least the ones you like anyway, members of family, that is. And make sure that you pay them what they deserve. And I know that's a harder task than it sounds, but again, it goes back to retention. If your employees can't afford to work with you, they're going to leave. Now you have to spend money to get new employees in. Whereas if you pass that on to the employees, they wouldn't have left, and it would have been a win-win outcome. Now your clients and customers, if they feel like you take care of them, if they see you as a valuable resource, they're going to stay with you. They're going to refer new customers to you. In essence, if you do the system I'm going to teach you, they will become walkie-talking billboards for your business. And that really is where you get the true value of your business. And then your outside community, if they see what you do and if they respect why you're there, they're going to continue to support your business. Support your business. So that's another part that we're going to work on. So you have the mindset, developing a millionaire or wealth-based mindset, which will allow you to fund your business. Then developing a community of walking, talking advocates that support your business, continue to refer people into your business, continue to show up as customers, clients. And how do you do that? And we're also going to really focus on how do you take the business through the different steps from the beginning business to the business where now you're growing it and you're bringing in resources, people that will help take the business to the next level, to more of a mature area where the business is now growing and it's able to now stand on its own feet. In essence, if you needed to be away from the business, you could. One of my favorite sayings is the true power of your business or value of your business is what it will produce without you in it. And once your business starts to reach that level, that's when it has true enterprise value. And then the second component is making sure that you are continually reaching out and building the business in a way that it can be perhaps sold to another organization, It can merge with an organization if you would want to, or you can continue to grow it. And that's where your business becomes a cash cow. However, if you look at the first month or two, we're really going to focus on the mindset, how to build unshakable confidence, how to turn your brain into a machine that will allow you to do the things your business needs, the things your life needs in essence, to grow up and continue to grow. One of the things, as an example, in business, people tend to have the what's referred to as a shiny squirrel effect, where you're moving forward and you're doing something and a new idea pops up. And now you run after that idea while the thing you were just working on starts to wither. And or you're growing your business, but you don't really know what does that look like. Going back to the different steps I just talked about earlier with your business, and even with setting any goal that you have, the clearer it is, the easier it will be to know you're on track. Another one of my favorite sayings is, when your values are clear, your decisions are easy. So make sure you truly understand why you're in business. What should it look like? What does it need to fund it? What does it need to allow it to operate and continue to stay profitable? And what things do you need to stay away from? And kind of a great analogy of that is, the other day I had to take a truck from Milwaukee, Wisconsin to Des Moines, Iowa. And it was interesting because here is this large semi-tractor. And once I got it in its lane and focused and headed towards Des Moines, the tractor had a self-navigation system that if it started to veer out of the lane, it would pull it back into the lane. If a car came in front of it, it would force itself to slow down, or it would tell me to slow down, either or. Which on one hand wasn't a pain because it was kind of like being nagged for 8 hours by the tractor. But the nice thing is the tractor knew what it had to do to get there. It had the ability to stay safe. And I had to do is sit there and stare in the right direction. That's what you want in your business. You want to be systematized so the system will run the business. And going back to, again, the mindset, on the next show, I'm going to share with you some examples on how do you program your mindset, much like the engineer who programmed the navigation system on the truck programmed it so that your mindset, your subconscious mind, will drive you in the direction to get you to where you need to be, will give you the ability to show up with the skill sets you need, and won't allow you to trip over yourself. And it's kind of funny because if you think about, people look at a computer, and one of the sayings goes, good stuff in gives good stuff out. Bad stuff in, like a virus, will wipe out your computer. Your brain's the same way. What do you program your brain with? What are you taking in? What are you reading? What shows do you watch? Who do you hang out with? How do you spend your time? All of that will regulate the outcome you're going to bring into your life. Good, bad, or indifferent. So why wouldn't I look at this show and say, you're talking about becoming a superhero. Why are you spending so much time on mindset versus accounting or marketing or sales and all the other components of a business? The reason why is your mindset will direct and allow you to do the things your business needs you to do, allow you to show up as the expert that you truly are. But you have to believe it. You have to have the confidence first. And once that's created, you can build it with the help of others, obviously, to whichever degree you want it to be. So as that, continue to watch for the different topics, and hopefully I'll see you on the next show and more to come. And if you have questions or things you want to learn more about, I'll also bring guests onto the show. They'll share different topics that they have and hopefully help address concerns that you might have in your business, so we can help you stay on track and ensure that you're able to reach the level in your business that you deserve to have and your business deserves to be at as well. And at that, I'm going to sign out for today and look forward to talking to you next week.